be yourself and have fun because it's fun. This is Dr. Herbert O. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Be yourself and have fun because it's fun. Yes, what a wonderful way to look at life. I do that all the time. Be myself and have fun. And everywhere I go, I am having fun. I talk to people and they say, talk more, talk more, talk more. I like to talk to you because you're fun to listen to. You seem to have such interesting ideas and such an interesting approach to life and such an interesting approach to everything. You're fun. Yes, 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 yes. You're fun. Yes, be myself and have fun. Is there anything else worthwhile doing? Be myself and have fun. I like to sit and talk with people sometimes, you know, about just absolutely nothing. And so as we're talking, the conversation will go around many corners, and as it is, we say many interesting things. And as we're talking, sometimes they'll tell a joke, and the joke isn't really what I would call a joke. It would be something like a sad story. And so I would turn the story around, and I would say, well, can you imagine having that situation in your life? How would you act if you had that situation in your life? And the people say, well, that's just a joke. No, no, no. There are no jokes in life. Everything is for real. And whatever thought or whatever cause I put in motion in my mind, that's for real. So now, if I say that this is a problem that's insoluble and there's nothing I can do about it, and the poor joker, he doesn't know beans about anything, and so naturally he's not going to accomplish anything. And then I say, okay, so let's just turn the story around. Now that's you. That person is you. That joker is you. And that person is having that experience. That's you. Now, how are you going to respond to that situation? And they say, well, I wouldn't put myself in that situation in the first place. Well, let's just say you did. You put yourself in that situation, and now what are you going to do about it? Well, what I'd do about it is I would just stop a moment, and I'd say to myself, how shall I handle this? I know how to handle this. Let's see. Nothing is too difficult for me. It's just something. It's just an idea. It needs to be revealed and fulfilled. Now, how do I handle this? Now, as you stop and say, how do I handle this? The first thing is, the thought comes to your mind, you can handle it. It's not insoluble. Something you can handle. And then you realize, hey, this is a fun thing. I'm going to have fun at working on this. So you have fun working on it. And you're working on it from many different points of view. And as you work on it, you come up with all sorts of different conclusions. And you say, let's see now, how would I handle this situation? I have all these people who would like to know about peace of mind. Now, how am I going to tell them about peace of mind? And they tell me that there is just a world of confusion, a world of confusion, a world of confusion. So I say to them, okay, now let's just turn that around. Let's say that there is a world of exciting adventures. There's a world of imagination. There's a world of different ways of doing things and different ways of looking at things. But they all come to one conclusion. And they come to the conclusion that there is a way of looking at it that makes you happy. Now, what is the way of looking at it that makes you happy? How are you going to look at it that makes you happy? Well, the minute I start thinking in that direction, I start thinking of solutions. And so as I think of solutions, lo and behold, solutions come. Now, what I made a joke of before, because I didn't think of a solution, now the solutions start coming. And the solution starts coming and telling me, hey, maybe we can work it this way. Maybe we can work it that way. Maybe we can do this. And I say, well, I got this problem. Here I got this this business that I'm trying to run, And I'm doing a good job. I'm making lots of money. My family's happy. I'm working long hours and doing my job. And but I'm not too happy about, not involved in other things. I know I should go out and play golf. I know I should go out and take my family to picnics. I know I should do these things and do those things. But I don't take the time to do it. And then I say to myself, okay, I'm going to arrange my time so I can do it. I'm going to arrange my time so that I can do it. Now, I have not been giving responsibility to my staff. I have been taking responsibility from everything that's going on and doing everything myself because I can do it faster and better, quicker, and I don't have to ask anybody. I just go and do it, and next thing you know, I'm running everything by myself. And as I begin to channel over the responsibility to other people, as I begin to take these privileges that I have and turn them over to other people and let them enjoy them too, or maybe even hire a few more people, what happens to me? Well, what happens is that I have more time to think of other things. And then rather than fill that time with other necessary business to build my business and to grow, I'm going to take time for my family. I am going to put in what society feels is a good idea, 8 to 5. I'm going to put in just an 8-hour day. And so, at the end of the day, I'm going to go home in an early time. Early enough to play ball with the kids in the yard before supper time. Early enough to help my wife around the house. Early enough to be the cook myself, because I like cooking and I don't take enough time to it. But I'm going to tell my son, hey, John, I'm going to cook dinner tonight. Dad, you're going to cook dinner? I didn't know you could cook. Sure I can. John, would you like to give me a hand? Well, all right. So John comes and joins me cooking dinner. And together we do this, and I let John do many things, and I ask John's suggestions on many things, and pretty soon we're a team. We're not just me telling him or him wishing that he could do things, but we're a team doing things together and having a lot of fun. And after doing that a couple of evenings, John gets to feel, hey, my dad and I, we're a team. And if you're a woman and you have a daughter and you have a son, both or whatever, you say, well, kids, we're going to do something special tonight. We're going to surprise Dad. And the kid says, yeah, sure. And yeah, what we're going to do, now, what do you think would be the biggest surprise for Dad? Well, they said, well, for you and him to have dinner alone. And Mother says, well, to tell you the truth, kids, that's not true. The wonderfulest thing in the world is for all of us to have dinner together. For all of us to sit down at the table peacefully, wonderfully, and share thoughts and ideas. Share? We want to eat and get out of here. We want to go watch back our TV. We got these things to do. Well, how would you like it if you had a father who was very loving and very thoughtful and very enjoyable? Oh boy, would that be nice. And how would you like it if you had a mother that was very thoughtful and enjoyable and very nice? Yeah, you are, sort of. And how would you like to have be kids who are very thoughtful and very loving and very enjoyable? Well, we are. Well, let's all work together on the project of making our dinner the most wonderful, exciting adventure of our day. It's the thing we look forward to. We're going to create a meal, piece de resistance. It's going to be magnificent. And as we all gather at the table, we will have our prayer before we begin. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And our family is healthy for my life and filled with love. And go on and on and on. Oh, Mom, you're silly. Oh, really? Well, let's try it. Okay. kids are game for anything that's going to be a little different, a little kinky even, you know. And so they say, all right. And each one chooses to do different things to set the table. Now, Paul, who is 12 years old and has never really been excited about the table, he says, Mom, I watched some of these old movies that you have, and in these old movies, they had the table setting pretty nice, and everybody sitting around the table enjoying each other's company. Is that what you're trying to aim for?
Yes, it is, Mama says.
Well, Mom, I want to take charge of setting up the table. I want to set the table like they do, and Father knows best, and see how that would work out. And Mother says, well, go for it. And Julie, she says, Mom, I think that I would like to make a dessert that would just end all desserts. And I would like to have it be a surprise. All right, you go right ahead. But I can't do it if you're in the kitchen. Well, do it some other room. I got to be in the kitchen because that's where everything is that I'm cooking and making. But why don't you just go into the library, into the den, or into the family room? And I won't peek. And Paul won't peek. Paul, will you peek? No, I won't peek. Okay, now, you go on in there, and you go and create your masterpiece. And we'll see what you come up with. Just take all the ingredients into the family room there and just work on it. Just stand at the bar there and work on it. So, Julie goes into the family room. And Julie works on this masterpiece that she has. Well, in her class, in cooking class at school, she was learning all sorts of desserts, and so this time she was going to make this very special dessert. And she was going to take this special ice cream and this special cream and the special peanuts that she knew were in the cupboard. And she grabbed all these things and went into the family room and started creating. She didn't take out the ice cream until last, because that would be the bottom layer. But the top layers, she could get ready. So she got the four servings all set. And she set them all on plates. And then, under these plates, she was going to have a nice bowl. And the bowl was going to be full of ice cream. And then, on top of that, was going to be this wonderful creation that she was working on. Now, Paul, meanwhile, is in the dining room. And he's setting up the table, and he's setting the tablecloth on so pretty. And he's putting the placemats on, and then he's putting the napkins on, and he's putting the knives and forks all in a special arrangement that he saw in Father Knows Best, and he thought that was really cool. And so, as he did this, then he set the chairs so nicely around the table, and he put candles on the table, and he put special serving bowls on the table that could be used once the food came to the table. And he had everything so beautifully. Then he realized that the room needed to be dusted. So he took the dust cloth and he went around to all the windowsills and all the other furniture in the dining room and polished it down, because he had finished setting the table and everything was all set. Well, Mom was in the kitchen putting love into everything that she made too. And she put love into the potatoes, and she put love into the meat, and she put love into all of the salad that she is creating, and she put love into everything she did. And the whole service was just beautiful. All the veggies looked so crisp and fresh, and yet just cooked to the right level. And then, boom! The front door opens, and there comes Dad. And Paul says, Dad, we're working on a surprise for all of us, and we want you to be a help. And Dad says, well, Paul, I just got home from work. I'm tired. Dad, you're not tired. Dad, you're wonderful. But, okay. Dad, you go in the living room, and I will bring you a glass of wine, and you sit there in your chair, and you can meditate and be quiet and be rested in preparation for the surprise we're having for you. Well, this sounds good, Dad says. And he sits down in the living room. He doesn't even go to the kitchen to give his wife a big smack and say, I love, but he just sits down. And so, shortly, everything is ready. And Mother says, I'm ready here. And Julie says, I'm ready here. And Paul says, I'm ready here. And so they call, Dad, come on now. And so Dad gets up from his chair and he comes to the dining room and he says, my, 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 isn't this magnificent? And the children pull the chair out for their parents, both father and mother, and help them in, and they sit down. And then they close their eyes for a second and lift up their hearts and say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And everybody sings it and chants it together. And then Mother says, okay, I put all the food on the table in the serving dishes, and it's all family style, so just help yourself. And so, one by one, the dishes are passed around the table, and Julie is telling her dad all about the wonderful new tennis game that she's entered into, and how much fun tennis is, and how much she's enjoying it. And Paul is saying he's got a new friend down the street, and the new friend has a special set of sand skis, and he wants to try them out on the sand dunes. And how would it be if they were to take a trip out to the desert this weekend and go sliding down the sand dunes with these beautiful new skis that his friend has? And Dad says, well, how much are the skis? And Paul says, that's okay, we can borrow his. No, yeah, it's okay, but then how much are they? Well, they're $50. $50? Well, that's rather reasonable. Where do you get them? And so they discuss the skis and how they work and how they function to go down sand, just the sand dunes that they get done. And so, wow, wow. And so Mother is explaining how she was talking to the neighbor, and the neighbor lady said that our family is so thoughtful that we picked up the leaves that were on her front walk and swept them away. And we always were doing little things for them, and they just appreciated it so much. Well, it came time to have dessert. And Julie says, okay, everybody, I will just be a minute. And she went out in the kitchen and dished out the ice cream into four dishes. And then she went into the family room, and she took the creation that she had, and she put it on top of each of the dishes of ice cream. And then on a tray, she brought them all in together and told everybody, now close your eyes, close your eyes. And so everybody closed their eyes. Everybody likes playing jokes, and they're having fun. And they Julie gave them each their dessert. And then she sat down, and she said, all right, open your eyes. This is my how much I love you. I wanted to tell you that with this beautiful ice cream and this beautiful serving on top. Wow, Paul said. I want to dig into that. That looks so good. And he dug in, and the peanuts were there and all the nuts were there. And he dug into the cream, and then he dug into the ice cream itself. Wow, what a dessert. And it wasn't big. It was just a couple inches across, but it wasn't big, but it was just perfectly done. It was done with so much love. And the family had such a wonderful experience. And afterwards, they all carried everything to the kitchen and prepared it for the dishwasher and prepared everything to be ready for them. And then they all went into the living room and sat down together and talked. And Dad says, you know, my office work is getting much better since I'm learning to give duties to other people and not trying to do it all myself. And I just feel so relaxed doing that. And Mom says, you know, having each one of you help me here is sort of like delegating authority. And it's wonderful because you all do it so beautifully and so wonderfully. And after they all complimented each other on the wonderful day, the wonderful meal, and the wonderful time they had together, as a group, they just sat quietly in the living room. And for the first time, they didn't turn the television on, but they just sat quietly. And Dad says, you know, it's nice to sit quietly and listen within, because there's so many adventures going on within. Paul says, yeah, I noticed that once too when I was quiet. And Julie says, I do that. When I'm out with my boyfriend, we just hold hands and sit quietly and think happy thoughts about each other. And Mother says, yes, that's the way to live. Have you had your illumination for today of liking yourself and being happy? Being yourself and having fun? Give it an opportunity, like Paul and Julie and their mother and father. And you too can have that glorious feeling of peace that comes in togetherness, yet being within yourself the happy, joyous person that you are. Know that I love you eternally.